Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. It's your boy KG broadcasting live from a very cold and snowy West Philadelphia in NYPA studios. I'm trying to stay warm. Hopefully everybody else on the east and a little bit parts of down south and the Midwest are staying very warm in other parts of the world. If you're cold, hopefully you're staying warm. A lot to get into today. Let's see, a bit of a program note. Now, next week, there is no show. I'm on a little birthday vacay, but I'll be back up live the following week on February 13th. So, brand new episode, brand new month, brand new music playlist for the month of February. So, today is the last day of January's music playlist. Some songs may stay around for the month of February. Some, you know, some of them might just bleed over and carry over to next month's playlist. But overall, February 13th, brand new month, brand new playlist. Like I said, no show next week, birthday vacay. Hello. After that, in the month of March, usually do the annual, is Women's History Month, and I do an all-female playlist from all genres, past and present. That's in the month of March. Now, April and May, like I said, I haven't decided yet when I'm going to bring back the Spotlight playlist, because this time you guys get to vote. I haven't done the categories, I haven't done what's month. I haven't decided yet. Maybe May, I'm not too sure. What I'll do on Facebook and Instagram, I'll put up the categories. And then, like I said, you guys vote. So bear with me. I'm not being a social media person, so give me some time. I'll put it up there and you guys pick. Now, if it's underwhelming when no one's really voting, I'll make the decision. If everyone votes and it's a tie, I'll make the decision. But if it's a slam dunk where a lot of you guys want a certain genre of music or whatever, then that's what we're going to do for that month, for the following month, I should say. So for May, I'll post up the category in April. And then the spotlight will be in the month of May on whatever category you pick out of the options I give. So we're going to do that. So it'll be in your hands soon, sometime in the spring. Like I said, I'll figure it out maybe in May. I'm not too sure. But Spotlight Playlist is coming back soon. Like I said, next month, February, starting on the 13th, February playlist. And then March is March. And March is, like I always do every year, it is Women's History Month, and it's an all-female playlist from all genres, past and present, NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let me get started because I got a lot of things I want to get into. And the past few weeks since the show came back from the holiday hiatus, and been starting off kind of on a, solemn type tone because, certain celebrities have passed away. Well, perhaps again. And I hate to start off that way, but a lot of celebrities that passed away recently, I kind of grew up watching and enjoy, what they did, whether it's music, television, and on film. Today, I just got a notification that I was a fan of the show and this person. Howard Hessman, who played Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP, passed away yesterday at age 81. I grew up watching the reruns of WKRP, I was always Dr. Johnny Fever next to next to Venus. Venus Moon. Tim Reed. Tim Reed character. Those two were the best two characters on WKRP. I thought it was really cool. He played Venus Flytrap. So it was Tim Reed and Howard Hesmer, two of my favorites on the show. He passed away. As I got a little older, like the junior high school, he was on Head of the Class. Now, I didn't watch Head of the Class because of him. I happened to come across fine-ass Robin Givens, and I was like, oh, who's this? She was on the show. I'm watching it for her. Howard Hesmer's there. Hey, bonus. I like Hesmer. Givens got me into the show. Boom, great show. You know, so, but if you're not too familiar with Howard Hesmer, head of the Class T-shirt television show with Robin Givens, check that out. YouTube, it is on Hulu somewhere. And then WKRP, which is a classic with Tim Reed and Howard Hesmer, is Dr. Johnny Fever, which I thought was the coolest name. I always came in, always hungover, burnt out with drugs, and he was cool as shit, though. So, you know, big fan, grew up, like we see people that you watch while growing up are just back to back or just passing away. It's kind of, you know, it's part of your childhood. It helps you reminisce. So a lot of cats in my age range and kittens or within my age range that grew up kind of like in the 80s and part of in the 90s and so forth, you familiar with reruns of WKRP or Head of the Class that came on ABC and so forth. So definitely condolences to his family and fans like me who, you know, watch him growing up. Like I said, there's a lot of them past few weeks since the year started, in the last year going to this year, that, you know, just unexpectedly, regardless of age or not, passed away. So condolences to that. We're going to keep it moving and turn it up a little bit, have a little fun here. T.I. spotted doing stand-up comedy. Yeah, that's right. T.I. Spotted doing stand-up comedy. T.I. has been on the mic in a big screen, so why not try the stage? We've seen T.I. born Clifford Joseph Harris Jr. explore different mediums and display his talents in a few ways over the years. The Atlanta-born hip-hop artist released his platinum album, Trap Music, back in 2003, becoming a household name from then on. He dropped other gold and platinum-selling albums since then, including King in 2006 and T.I. versus T.I.P. the following year. The rapper began his film career around that time as well, with his first feature film, ATL, hitting screens in 2006. With 15-plus film and television credits to his name since that time, it's clear that stage fright isn't a problem. His latest means of performance came by way of an Instagram video showing him trying his hand at stand-up comedy. While a large majority of T.I. roles in shows and movies tend to lean in more stern and serious direction, it's not out of character of his wit and comedic ability to shine through in his lines and delivery. Credited with performances in comedies such as the Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart lead in Get Hard or both films in Marvel Ant-Man series, he has the skill to shift his demeanor from somber to smiles. The most recent music-related news regarding T.I. came by way of expressing confidence in his catalog. He feels that no rapper can beat his discography or stand with him on the Versus stage, a statement that stirred up some listeners and calls for a debate. Now, this takes me to something else, but I'm going to stop right here with T.I. doing comedy. Now, I have yet heard T.I. do comedy. I heard him rap, and he's one of the best. I like his music. I'm not going to crap on his music. Now, comedy, I haven't heard him do it. I was trying to look for it. I'm gonna look for it again, and I want to see it and give him a chance before I come at him. I'm still gonna come at him a little bit now, but not all the way. Now, I don't know if it's from a bunch of people that he knows or family members who, you know, just laughing because they want money from him. I don't know that. I don't know if they were drunk and high and they were like, "Yeah, go on, Tip, go on, man, tell that some of the story when I tell." I don't know none of that. I don't. I'm gonna give it benefit of the doubt that it's from he got in front of a crowd of unknown people that he don't know personally, and he was like, "You know what? I'm gonna do an open mic, and I'm gonna try these jokes, and maybe he got a room full of laughs, and maybe the laughs are generally funny, and not because hey, I want to embarrass the guy and I like him as a rapper and do one of those like sympathy laughs." You know, I don't know yet. What I will do. You have my word, because I love you guys. While I'm off, I'm going to look that up. come across and see if I can find him doing stand-up somewhere or if they got a clip of it. I'll try. I'll try to look. And then, you know, like I said, I come back 2 weeks, you know, do the show on February 13th, no show next week. I'll see if, you know, I'll let you know what I think. And matter of fact, I tell you what, you guys go look for it too, and you let me know. You know, you know, like I said, the mic is open. The lines are open. If you listen to this live, you know what to do. 516-387-1961. But I want to look into that. Now, that's him doing comedy. Here's when I get to the versus thing, because I have something else that links to a whole versus debate that's been going on recently. Now, I'm going to jump around because they all kind of go together, different articles that kind of really go together, right? So now I'm going to jump away and I'm going to come back. So Swiss Beats names dream opponent for Eminem, okay, for Versus. I'm going to get to T.I. in a minute because he's part of this. If there's one thing rap fans love debating more than the greatest rapper of all time or the best album ever, it's the Versus matchup. As one of the biggest rappers in history, Eminem's naturally crops up in such conversations. Busta Rhymes has long eyed a battle with the Detroit icon, even if Fat Joe believes he's unfuckwittable in the Versus ring. Marshall Mathers has yet to step into the arena, and there's been a little indication he ever will, but that hasn't stopped the chap. Dr. Dre added fuel to the fire last week when he posted a video of his good friend Eminem spitting his tongue-twisting closing verse from 2020's Godzilla. The clip was originally uploaded by Elm to Triller, the video shared service that brought Versus last March. So it said, the caption says, Marshall Mathers versus who? Dre captioned the post. Dr. Dre's question may not have been strictly referring to a Versus, but his question nevertheless sparked a debate over who, if anyone, would make a worthy opponent. Veteran hip-hop photographer Jonathan Mannion, who shot Ill's Marshall Mathers LP album cover, among other iconic rap albums, agreed with Dre, writing, Nobody, Ill is surgical. However, Versus co-founder Swiss Beats sees it differently. He made no bones about who he loved to take on Marshall Mathers in the Versus. He puts, Busta! Exclamation point. Let's go, he replied. Now, if you ask Charlamagne the God, though Eminem doesn't stand a chance in the Versus arena, quote, M gets washed in any Versus. The Breakfast Club host said matter-of-factly during an episode of his Brilliant Idiots podcast last year. Quote, M don't have the songs like that. M can rap and we like M as a rapper, but Future washes M in the Versus. M don't got nothing that slaps like 6ix9ine's Gummo to these young kids. Yo, Young Thug washes M in the Versus. I disagree with that shit, number one. And Charlamagne the God's a moron to begin with, but that's a whole other story for another time. Hold it right there. With that being said, and I'll give you my opinion in a minute, this takes me back to T.I. So T.I. accepts Dr. Dre's challenge and wants to go against Eminem on a Versus. So a couple of days ago, Dr. Dre again sparked a debate on social media after he posted a video of Eminem rapping the fast part of what I just mentioned of his verse of Godzilla song from Music to Be Murdered By album, and asked if in hip-hop world, Marshall Mathers versus who. While Dre didn't specifically whether or not talking to him, like I said, facing off in a future installment of Versus, Swiss Beats again jumped in, said Busta Rhymes. Dre post went viral as many artists and media outlets reshare his updates, including Rap TV, who posted Iconic Producer Challenge on Instagram, where T.I. was quick to comment the raising hand emoji, meaning he wants to stand against Eminem on a Versus stage. Now, that's all it says. A lot to unpack here, and I'm going to start with this. Busta, so with Busta versus Eminem. No. Busta, in my opinion, is a super heavyweight. Eminem is a heavyweight. I will put Busta against Jay-Z, like I said a couple of weeks ago. I think Busta and Jay-Z will be better. It's just Busta's got between leaders of the new school and his solo solo stuff, I think him and Jay should go at it. I just think so. I think he got too much for him, in my opinion. I think he does, because you're going back days of Leader of the New School. So you're talking early 90s, you bust the solo stuff. I gotta give him the edge. I give him the BM, period. Him and Jace, which are super heavyweights, I can see them slugging it out and go either way, but still might maybe give the edge to Buster just a little bit. But with M, I think he'll beat him. I really do. Again, that's my opinion. Eminem and T.I., I think M will crush T.I., hands down. And I think against T.I., but I think M will wrap laps around T.I. I just think so. You know, heavyweights, they're both heavyweights, but I think Elm just got a little bit too much in his arsenal, catalog-wise, style-wise, when he takes on T.I., if he takes on T.I., I should say. I know he can beat him. I know that. I think he will run circles around him. If you do it right, if you do the verses right, and like the perfect example of doing a good versus, when you're being competitive and you're not holding hands and being kumbaya and singing songs together in the beginning, and like, yeah, cheering each other on, will be Dipset and Lox and Karis One and Big Daddy Kane. That's how you do it. You both take your turns. You take your shots at each other. Competitive. You cool, but it's competitiveness. Do the trash talk. It's all in love. It's all in fun because you're versing someone. You're competing. So I think at the end of the day that if you do a T.I. and Eminem, and I would love to see that, I like that better. I think M would definitely will beat T.I. Hands. That's just my opinion, folks. You know, that's what I feel. Buster and M, if it does happen, I think Buster will win. I don't want to see that matchup, but I think Buster will win. I'd rather see the super heavyweights of Jay and Buster. Like, M is a heavyweight. I mean, he probably some people might consider super heavyweight. I'm going by it off, like, catalog and, you know, how long Buster been out compared to how long M been out. You know what I mean? Buster been out in like the early 90s, leaders of the new school. You know what I mean? But that's my opinion. I think that'll be a good matchup. And hopefully the cats on the little top, tippy top tier, hopefully they do it. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see him do it. T.I. obviously wants to do it. Buster been trying to do it. Hopefully Jay will do it. You know what I mean? So that'll be a whole lot of fun if they do it the right way. If they just straight up just like go do it, let's do a battle. Let's go. Song for song, whatever. Let's go. Let's have fun. Let's make this historical. So I would love to see that. Will it happen? Maybe to be seen. Anything's possible. And the year just started, so anything can happen. You know, we're only in the last week, almost the last day of January, so it's still early in the year. But I would love to see that, so we shall see. All right, enough of me talking. Play some music. When I come back, I got a lot more stuff to get into. Well, stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Flip mode. Here we come.
Flip mode. 9-7. Bust a bust.
Come on.
Hot shit. Check it out. Hit you with no delaying, so what you saying, yo? Silly with my 9mm, what the dilly, yo?
What?
When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. Wild up in the club like we wild in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga named Julio, he moody, yo.
What?
Type of nigga that'll slap you with the tulio.
Wow.
Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress, hit the banging bitches and videos. Wildin' with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Style my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you
that.
Really wanna party with me? Let me see you switch the gas for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see you switch the gas for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me,
ain't gonna be trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us, yo, we murder us. A lot of niggas is wondering and they curious.
What?
How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious.
furious. All of my niggas is serious. Just niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I think she to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. Throw all them between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you good then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. 7-figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas is straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce on my nigga notorious.
We really wanna party like that, 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 that,
that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread. Aw, damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me. Aw, man, silly me. I just bought a crib, 3 stories. That bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text your ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could've put on property. From the bait to the murder it, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt and my dental, blowing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio.
I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless, you might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me.
I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty.
Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news?
Bad news.
Say you want me to win, but hope I lose.
Hope I lose.
I never rock with other niggas in the crew. But them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break it down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch. Just don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool.
But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different. Will you please give a warm welcome for the rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. Is this Christmas? Cause everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. Know my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yo, my beats pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier, my brain is the amp. I got the beat to make you tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. We gotta say not so, I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer, I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And this answer I can give them, a new beginning, Stevie-O, and my dope rhythm. I serve the Lord and Master, give a mental haul. My sole chief belief is that it's ball. My beats pump, so let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bitch to all the people in the place, I bet to the recipe that it's a new beginning. My name's Kwame, and if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Malibu brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm. Rapper, the K is more, rhymes like the thunderbolt of a mighty Thor. Be gone with yourself, cause I conquer, boy. I break them seas like a Tonka toy. Smooth, spy, saddlebag, debonair. Come in the party, yeah, I seen you stop and stare to hear the man who only had your head shook. You dress too cute, to me you got the cold ass look. Cause I'm a mystical, rap's a polyphysical. Ask about Kwame, hey, they say he is a cool fella. He's always mellow, he's ever high, strong spark. When the mic is near him, it's clever, I run smooth like O.F. Like a poet. Ain't my rhymes slam? Oh man, I know it. Cause when I'm on the mic, wild boys say, oh golly. Slip on my tip like the hip on poly grip. I go cameo, be on the Grammy show. I be as sleek as a chic out freak anyhoe. In the pantyhose, pumping clothes, yo. My rhymes slam? Well, I suppose. Cause I might meander, go a shenanigan. To say a fresh rhyme, yo, you know I can again. Cause I destroyed, bust them like a hemorrhoid. Strong like a steroid, avoid the noise. The rhythm. The black can take a rap to the MAX. And as I step in the party, that's when they X for me to get on strong, no fear. Like a gladiator, turn on steam up MCs like a radiator, play them all out. Execution and style, speak my piece, just release, refusing to smile. Fit serious, though I rap a little humor, but still, MCs, I hear, assume I can never bust a fat rap twice. But at that price, on any mic you gave me, I got nice. I push up, pull up, sit up, get up, I'm fed up. Shut your lip up, and let's go head up. Poisonous venom, no mistake, venom. Gucci on silk, you got Vasco on denim. No, my name ain't Taco, Emilio, Apaco, but Kwame, boy. And I got Joe, chick on the side, caught sweat in my tip. Gave a peck on the neck just to wetten my lip. I don't drop my pants for no raggedy ants, just to pass up a chance on a kid's romance. I should've blow this mic, like I said I might. Got the force of 20 men, like a Jedi Knight. And it's kinda hard for me not to do it slow, so I gotta go, the rhythm.
Tell me my waters of my day. Until my green got blue. Believing that I'm happy. I'm happy the kind of guy who just likes to slam bam, thank you ma'am, then I'm through. You're the only one for me, yep, just you. You and only you.
Why?
Cause of the things you do.
Oh.
Don't you see I'm the one for you? These words are true, and my love is for
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Remember, you can catch this show live every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk or any other platforms that have podcasts, Anchor, Apple, which is iTunes, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and so forth and so on. Well, this episode is next week because there's no show live next week. Right after that, February 13th, so I'm looking at something that came across my screen. So no show next week on the 6th, but February 13th to back up live and ready to go with the new music playlist for everyone for the month of February. So again, usually live every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. here on any other platform. If you can't catch the show live, you can download on demand and just play at your leisure. Your only way to work, you're working out, you're running errands, you're just chilling. NYPA got you fixed for the entertainment. Let's keep this thing moving. Dame Dash says Paid in Full 2 is being filmed in Newark. Paid in Full fans should apparently get ready for the film sequel. Dame Dash, who produced the O2 crime drama, stated that the second chapter of Paid in Full is being shot in Newark, New Jersey. It's what's happening after they put all that work on the street and somebody had to get the money back, Dash said. Quote, there's a lot of perspectives that people don't know. We chose three, really one. Now I'm showing all perspectives, he continued. So you'll see a perspective from the stick up kids at the time, see a perspective of the younger dudes. I was a younger dude, the 16-year-olds. You'll see perspectives from Kevin Childs, Jay Black, everybody. Lou Sims is going to be off the hook. Trust me. A lot of other little stories will be told. The first film starred Cameron Wood-Harris and Mekhi Phifer as Rico Ace and Mitch, three Harlem drug dealers. Paid in Full was inspired by the former Harlem drug lord Alpo Martinez, who was killed in a drive-by shooting in November of last year at the age of 55. When it arrived in October 2002, it grossed over $3 million worldwide and arrived alongside a soundtrack released via Rockefeller Records and Def Jam Recordings, boasting songs from Killer Cam, Jay-Z, Master P, and others. Back in 2020, Cameron said he was in talks about the sequel. These are conversations that we talked about in the last few months, Cam said during an Instagram Live session. Actually, a couple of hours ago, something we talked about was pertaining to Paid in Full 2. I don't want to say 100% yes, but we're definitely in the talks about doing something similar to Paid in Full 1. It's definitely a conversation going on right now about that 100%. Now, you know me in sequels, and I spoke about sequels on here, I think last week or just in general. You're going to do a sequel, you got to do it right. Now, this is a little bit different because it's based on somebody's real life and so forth. So I guess depending on how far deep in the future you're going, how soon it is, but my rules still kind of stand. You kind of got to keep it close together. That was like, 20 years ago that the original Paid in Full came out, which is a good movie. And I'm curious to see how it turns out. I do want to see it. And hopefully, like I said, I'm not too familiar with any of the names outside of the original Paid in Full movie. But I'll look at it. Obviously, I'm curious because I'm a big fan of the first one. But as long as you have the same, you know my formula, like same well, you can't think that the same actors because you're kind of moving on, but at least the same writer, same director, kind of the same essence of each other, you know, good film. It's been 20 years or something like that. 20 years, my math is correct, on that one. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to shit on it yet, y'all, because I gotta see it first and kind of see the trailer and get a vibe for it. So I ain't going to just, you know, pitch and shit on it right away. I got to see the trailer and get a little more information to visually see it and see who's in it and the whole nine. So my interest is peaked, and I definitely want to check it out before I really go in on it, good or bad. So we shall see. And hopefully within this year, it should be coming out. Kind of like it's in production now, so maybe at the end of this year, maybe going into 23, that the sequel will come out. Shaquille O'Neal remembers his first encounter with Prince. Quote, "Prince got the finest girls I ever seen in my life feeding him grapes." That sounds about right. Shaquille O'Neal will never forget the moment he met the late, great superstar Prince and saw firsthand how it feels to be around real celebrities who are even more influential than NBA superstars. This is considered like the best All-Star weekend. Being an NBA star automatically means you are a celebrity somehow, depending on how much exposure you are allowed to have in your life. Having success, fame, and money from being an All-Star in the NBA brings a lot of spotlight on your life, and it puts you in a lot of unusual and exciting situations that rarely happen to ordinary people. Now, with that being said, that happened to Shaquille O'Neal in his second season during the All-Star weekend in Minneapolis. In his book, Shaq Talks Back, he describes All-Star weekend as a lot of fun where all the best players get together. Usually there are a lot of parties where you see people of all walks of life. Shaq always loved All-Star weekend because it gave him a chance to meet new people and just enjoy the spotlight. Quote, "The All-Star game is always nonstop parties. I must admit I have taken full advantage of a few. In 1994, Minnesota hosted the All-Star game. It turned out that specific All-Star weekend was one of the favorite ones in Shaq's career because it presented him an opportunity to meet the famous musician Prince, who was in Minneapolis at the same time. Not only was he in the same city, but he also organized a beauty competition that featured numerous great-looking women. Shaq was obviously there, and Prince wanted to meet him since he was an immense basketball and NBA fan. At the same time, Prince was having, quote, the most beautiful girl in the world contest. Prince is from Minneapolis and was in this club called the Glam Slam upstairs hanging there like he owned the place, which I later found out he does," Shaq said. "So I'm downstairs. This big guy taps me, quote, 'Prince wants to see you.' What then happened is one of the wildest scenes of Shaq's early life when he actually realized what it means to be a true superstar and a celebrity. He saw Prince was hanging out with numerous beautiful women who were feeding him grapes and immensely enjoying his company. Shaq saw at least 20 women who were all looking at Prince with sensation and completely ignoring him, a 7'1", 300-pound towering figure that you don't see every day. Quote, I go upstairs. Prince got the finest girls I ever seen in my life, feeding him grapes, combing his hair, doing his toes. All of them were just, like, looking at Prince. They weren't even looking at me. I guess Prince was saying he was going to marry the most beautiful girl in the world. So he had girls from everywhere just trying to impress him. He even had some girls acting like mannequins, standing stiff the whole time. It was him and about 20 girls up there feeding them grapes. All you thought NBA player, and you thought NBA players live large. The scene described by Shaq seems so unreal because it sounds like something you would see in a movie. But Prince really lived that life. He was at the height of his fame during the time in the 90s and was already an icon. It's funny how Shaq initially thought being an NBA superstar makes you famous and influential, but that encounter with Prince changed his whole perspective on what rich and influential truly influential, is for me to say, truly means. Now, I'll tell you what. Listen, Yeah, but I'm what I believe that because it's Prince. It's just, you know, it just that's Prince. That's just look, the man can ball his asshole. If he can make a, you can make a mean pancake, from what I'm told. And yeah, women feeding him grapes, I can see that. Prince was that dude had joints from here to whatever. So that dude in the high heels that everybody's making fun at, again, can cross you over like Iverson. He rebound like Barkley on the court. Can make some pancakes for your ass if he embarrasses you wearing a blouse. And got ass feeding him grapes and standing still like mannequins and all looking at him. And he's just holding court. And you got this, like, 7-foot-1 basketball player. No one was paying attention because Prince was the man. He's a fucking man. He just had all the ladies. So that's a funny story. I can just imagine just, like, being in that moment and seeing it, and it's just one of many crazy, funny Prince stories that I love hearing. Because as crazy and weird and as it sounds, it's real. Like, everyone thought when Charlie Murphy was talking about the basketball game that he had against Prince, it was exaggeration. No, it happened. When Eddie Murphy confirmed it, like, yeah, that actually happened, and Mickey Free in another interview said, yes, that actually happened, it makes the legend of Prince even bigger. Because it's like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? It makes it even bigger. Because that's who Prince was. I heard a lot of crazy Prince stories that was just who he was. That led to the legendary, like, just the man who he was. You know what I mean? But I'm not surprised. And I'm sure, like I said, I just love hearing different Prince stories because he's very eccentric. He had his ways and so forth, but it worked for him. And he was, in my opinion, a musical genius. He was one of my favorite artists, you know what I mean? So, wait a minute. You know, with that being said, I might have a couple of Prince tunes on next month's playlist. Something to think of Prince, so, think of, you know, I might do that. What do y'all think? Did y'all, yeah? All right. Let me see. Got something on Lil Wayne here. Let's see. Waiting for us to pull up on Lil Wayne. So Lil Wayne declared he needs a wife because he's too wealthy. Yeah, I'm going to say that again in case y'all are looking at whatever y'all looking at, listening on your listening devices. I'm going to repeat that one more time. So Lil Wayne declares he needs a wife because he's too wealthy. All right, so Lil Wayne believes that it's time for him to settle down with someone, making use of his social media account. The Ain't Got Time rapper declared that he needs a wife because he, quote, is too wealthy. 39-year-old New Orleans native, whose real name is Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., made a statement on his Twitter page. Quote, I need a wife. I need a wife, man. I'm getting too wealthy, he simply stated this past Friday on the 28th. It remains unclear whether Wayne is no longer dating Denise Bydock. Back in April 21, the hip-hop star teased that he has tied the knot with a plus-size model. At that time, he gushed on Twitter, happiest man alive, the MC then added, today is the beginning of our forever. Forever. Forever, ever? Forever, ever? The Carters. That's his quote, not me. Nearly 1 week prior to that, Wayne put out a romantic video of Bydock, if I'm pronouncing the last name wrong. In the footage, she was seen writing their names, Denise and Dwayne, on the sand. Oh, ain't that cute? But before blowing a kiss to the camera. Aw. The clip was accompanied with his unreleased song in which he spit, let's spell our names in the sand and draw a heart around it. However, the Sucker for Pain singer already shot down the marriage rumors when hopping on Instagram Live with his pal Nicki Minaj in July. He put out, I'm so glad you asked me that. I did not get married. Wayne and Bydock made their romance Instagram official in June 2020. In November of that year, they reportedly parted ways after he publicly voiced his support for former President Donald Trump. She unfollowed the Young Money founder on Instagram back then and decided to deactivate her account. The pair reconciled around 1 month later as they celebrated New Year's Eve together. Days after the celebration, however, the How to Love spitter and his on-again-off-the-girlfriend sparked a breakup rumor yet again. All right, lots to get into here. Now, number one, okay, Wayne, okay, from me to you. All right, you don't tell a woman you're way too wealthy. You know, matter of fact, you don't tell the world you're way too wealthy. You just don't say shit like that. Because what could happen, Wayne, you listening? Over here, Wayne. Over here. To your left. No, to your right. Here you go. This is what's going to happen. Because if shit hits the fan, she takes your wealth. Because I doubt you're going to sign a prenup because you're bragging that you're, like, you're way too wealthy, which I don't understand. What they got to do with you marrying someone? Like, you know, it's like, hey, I'm tired of being alone. I want to marry somebody. I mean, say something like that. You're too wealthy? What the fuck does that mean? Like that doesn't make sense to me. I'm never going to say I'm too wealthy for, you know, I'm too much. I'm going to get married. No, I'm not going to say that. I don't put a target on my back. Like, damn, dude. Yeah, okay, you say that now. Like I said, I don't get married. You rush to get married, and you know what I mean? Shit goes sideways, like I said, nigga. You know, you just like, I want half, and that's it. Or she'll take it all, and you'd be shit out of luck. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to say this, okay? It's a small thing, but it stood out. At the end of this, I was reading that him and his on-again-off-again girlfriend, Denise, she broke up with him after he publicly was like, I'm for Trump. Now, let me get this straight. Listen, your political view is your political view. And I'm with you, and if you – I'm not big on politics to begin with, so I'm not going to go back and forth on who's right, who's wrong, because I think both sides are corrupted, but that's another topic for another type of show. But I'm not going to break up with you because you're like, I'm all for – at the time, Trump, I'm all for Biden or something. I'm like, good for you. You know what I mean? Like, let me know when they can pay your bills and do actually something for the community. And then, you know, I'm with you. So I think it was more than that she was like, oh, how dare you? And she just, like, flicked her hair in his face and turned on, walked out the room, and then broke up with him. I think it was more than that he affiliates himself with Trump. It wasn't that serious because she came back to him a month later. So it had to be more than that. She probably used that as an excuse. And, you know, not for nothing, kind of a bit of a good excuse. But at the same time, you know, I call bullshit on that. I think it was deeper than that. So, like I said, Wayne, over here, Wayne, again, look this way. Let's not make it known that you're wealthy and that you want to get married and all that stuff, because that's not going to end well. That's just my opinion, Wayne. That's just my opinion. I'm just saying that to you. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't do that. Like, we figured, yeah, you have money. We get that. You're very successful, smart man, very talented, the whole nine. But let's not go out there and just be like, hey, I'm wealthy, I want to get married. Yeah, you know, I'm your accountant. I'm like, fool, what you doing? What you doing? Like, chill out. We get it. We know you are. You ain't got to put that out there. Shit. You're getting unwanted attention. Nah, nay. We don't want that. Again, that's just my advice from me to you. Take it as however you want it, Wayne. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Whatever. All right. So we'll take a music break. When I come back, got a little more stuff to get into. Wayne, pay attention. You know, I got some songs. Relax. Don't go nowhere. You know what I mean? You know, I got you. Got any advice? You know where I'm at. Stick around, everybody. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
He is my king. He is my one. Yes. He's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you. Never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever true. He's misunderstood. Some say that he's up to no good. Around the neighborhood, well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, your talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. Of my black brother, I love you. I'll never try
No, 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 no.
Email at home. You're the number one topic on the phone. I wonder if you know.